phone calls, and mailings. And don't forget about the cost to you in terms of your time and energy. How many hours a day or week do you plan to spend on the business? The amount of money you can expect to make depends, of course, on the demand for the service you offer, how much you can reasonably charge for it, and how much time you plan to spend on the business. For some kinds of businesses, the profits are high. For example, if you're selling health foods or cosmetics over the internet, you can buy supplies cheaply in many cases and sell them at a good profit. You might be able to make as much as $1,000 a week, but if you're conducting telephone surveys for a customer, you'll normally get paid by the hour, and there's a limit to how much companies are willing to pay. So you might make about $500 a week, depending on how much time you spend on it. The best way to reach customers is through advertising, of course, but this doesn't need to cost you a lot. You can use the internet to make your services known, and you can also put brochures in businesses and mailboxes. If you want to spend more money and reach a wider market, then you may want to advertise in magazines and newspapers. But that isn't always necessary. I'm sure you have lots of questions for me, so who'd like to go first?
3. Listen and understand.
Hello, everyone. Today, I'm going to talk to you about starting your own business at home. Now, obviously, some kinds of businesses can easily be run from your home and others cannot. So first, you need to think about the kind of place in which you'll be working. Do you have a room that you can use just for the business? Will you just need a telephone to run the business, or will you have a business that handles physical products, such as cosmetics, health food products, and so on? And if you're going to run the business by yourself, it needs to be something that won't make too many demands on your time. So it could be a telephone survey business, where a company pays you to call their customers or to call a random list of people and ask them questions. There's a big demand for this kind of business, and the demand is growing. Or you could have a web-based business, where you set up a website and deal with customers individually, giving advice on such things as real estate, financial planning, travel, and so on. When it comes to the cost of running your business, there are several things to consider. One is the cost of any equipment or resources you need to run the business, such as furniture, computers, and so on. Another is the ongoing cost of such things as advertising, telephone,